Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, July 21st. We've got a great show lined up for you, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business your dreams and your ideas a success. Happy Monday, everyone. I trust that you are ready to have a powerful week and that you have a laser focus on the goals you want to accomplish, guess when, by this Friday. That's right. Every savvy businesswoman should know where she is headed by the end of the week, or I should say by the end of the work week, because we normally say Friday is the day that we want to see those results happening. And, of course, over the last couple of months, I've been sharing with you four very important questions to help give you some clarity and to help you figure out where you're headed and to help you focus on what's important for your business. So I want to go ahead and quickly share, and I hope everyone that's already dialed in, you have your notepad ready or you have your Successful Woman Radio Journal ready to plot down some stuff that's going to help you to make it happen. Here's number one. Are the activities on your calendar supporting the goals that you want to accomplish for the week? Let me repeat that. Are the activities on your calendar supporting the goals that you want to accomplish for the week? You know, so many times as women, we are so busy being busy that we just delve right into the new week, and we have absolutely no idea where we're supposed to even get started at, or we don't even have our goal in mind. But I'm here to tell you today that if you're looking to take your business to the next level, if you're taking your business to that high six-figure income, then you have to get in the know about where you want to go, right? And so your activities on the calendar should be supporting what it is that you want to accomplish by Friday. And so often we have so many different activities that are not even relevant to where we're trying to go. So make sure that you look at your calendar. As a matter of fact, I always recommend that every Sunday evening, somewhere around that 7 or 8 o'clock hour, before you retire for the evening, that you take a look at your calendar. And, again, you ask yourself that question, hey, are my activities on the calendar supporting what I want to accomplish for Friday? Here's question number two. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? You know, I've actually talked to some businesswomen, and they say, hey, I don't really have that much follow-up. Well, I'm here to let you know, well, that couldn't be further from the truth. If you're truly in business, you always have something that you need to be following up with. So I want to make sure, okay, that you understand that it's your responsibility to follow up with your clients, to follow up with those individuals who are prospective clients, making sure that you constantly stay in communications with them, okay? And don't forget, I always recommend, especially for you solo entrepreneurs, if you really want to boost your business, you want to see power being enforced in your business every day, then make it your business to call at least 3 to 5 new business connections every single day. And hey, I'm going to tell it like it is. I don't want to hear, well, Trina, I don't know anyone to call. I don't really have that many people. Well, again, I want to go back to the word savvy businesswoman, because really savvy means that you're in the know. You know what you need to be doing for your business. And a savvy businesswoman, she goes to at least one or two networking events every week to continue to expand her horizon and her connections. Also, a savvy businesswoman is going to look at all of those people wanting to connect with her on the social networks like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and some of the others, and she's going to say, hey, I'm not going to just allow this person to connect with with me via social media, but I'm going to take it one step further and invite them for a connection call so that we can both share what we do and establish some type of stronger connection, which is so important. And see, that's where you can get a lot of those follow-up leads, right? Absolutely. Let's move on to question number three. What are my sales goals for the week? Well, you know what? It sounds like, you know, this should be a simple question, right? A no-brainer. And yet, as women, sometimes we often go the whole week without, again, focusing on the money. And as you know, there are a lot of women who are totally being very resistant towards asking for the business, towards asking for what they need to charge. And so, again, I want to encourage you, focus on your sales goals, ladies. If you're in business, there should only be a couple of reasons, main reasons why you're in business: to fulfill a need, right, of some group or larger audience, right, and to make money. So listen, there is no such thing as, hey, I don't really want to ask for the money, or I'm not sure what my sales goals. Get a grip and start understanding that the cash flow analysis, which is something that I constantly talk about on the show and with all of my clients, is so important. You really need to understand what your sales goals are, and if you don't know, guess what? A cash flow analysis, which is basically your sales and your expenditures, being able to subtract the expenditures from your sales to kind of help you gauge where you need to go, that's what you need to be doing. And I always encourage everyone who's listening, if you haven't had a power talk with me, which is a wonderful brainstorming session on how you can grow your business, or perhaps you have a question about a particular topic or subject about your business, then definitely make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on coaching, and in that right-hand column, just click on schedule power talk, and we are going to make that happen. Here's number four, how much is in my business checking? Now, you guys know this is my favorite question. I love this question. There's nothing like looking at the checking account balance online to put you in reality and make sure you know what you need to do in order to get that checking account number up higher, right? Absolutely. And so knowing at all times to the cent how much money is in your checking account, that's very, very important. And, of course, there is no need of ignoring it. I know a lot of business women, you know, when you're first starting out or when the business is not doing too well, you might have a tendency to ignore the checking account. But in actuality, you need to allow looking at a low balance to encourage you to move forward and make that money, honey, okay? That's what's so very, very important. So there you have it, four questions that are going to help keep you focused on your goals and help you to know the results you want to see, and that's what it's all about on the journey of business. Again, hello, hello to all of you wonderful business women who are dialing into the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to welcome you. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. I'm ready to empower you with plenty of information. Hey, you know, we completed our theme, Getting Real About Success, on last Monday with the topic Leadership Authority. Now, remember, it's time to claim your leadership authority and step into your full potential. And I just want to quickly go back and give you, hey, what is the definition, okay, of leadership? Well, a leader is responsible for implementing all vision and for implementing all strategies of her company, right? This means that she is going to put into effect according to or by means a definite plan or procedure, and she's going to make sure as a leader that she doesn't do that by herself, but she's going to make sure as a leader that she creates a power team. Remember those two words I shared with you, a power team? Pulling together a group of people who can make it happen for you. Well, as a leader, you're going to make sure that you pull together that power team to help you carry out the directives of your company. You're going to put into effect, that's right, you're going to implement a definite plan or procedure so that you can make it happen in your company. So, ladies, listen. You can no longer wait for someone to tell you what to do or for someone to give you that secret solution. It's up to you to create, design, and make the blueprint for your success map. you have to do it. If you haven't figured it out already, hey, you can have a lot of help around you, but you are the creator, and so you can't hand off your creation or hand off your vision to anyone else. God gave it to you, and it's your responsibility to make it happen. I've got a wonderful surprise for everyone. We've got a wonderful featured guest coming on the show today. I'm excited about Miss Angel Nolan, an entrepreneur, radio host, and owner of the Nolan Agency. She will be sharing her expertise regarding business insurance and also discussing her experiences as an entrepreneur. So stay tuned. A little bit later, we're going to be bringing her on the show, and I'm so excited about that. Also on the show today, hey, I've got a big question for you, some information I want to share with you. Are you babying your business? That's right. Having a business for many women is like birthing a new baby, and I'm going to be sharing with you what you need to do to let that baby grow up. So stay tuned for that. Also, we've got a great excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich. Again, The Science of Getting Rich, and we are now on Chapter 6, How Riches Come to You. This is a wonderful small book, but full of powerful information written by Wallace D. Waddles in the early 1900s. And so again, I definitely want to just continue to encourage you, if you haven't already, to purchase this book, because it is chock full of wonderful, wonderful information. Also, you'll learn all about events that are coming up at Women About Biz. We've got our Women's Red Carpet Networking event happening tomorrow here in the Metro Atlanta area. So registration is going wonderful, and I hope that all of you who are in and around the metro area are going to want to show up for this wonderful event. If you're outside of the area, stay tuned, because we are planning to go on the road with the Women's Red Carpet Networking event. So if you want it to be in your area, hey, just email me at tnewbie, T-N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz.com, and let me know that you'd like to see the red carpet event happening in your area as well. Well, ladies, now is the time for you to click over on another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. You've heard all of the wonderful things that you're going to hear and learn on the show today, so you want to share that with someone and bless the life of someone else. Have them to dial into, for those with notepad in hand, 347-637-2589. I'm sorry, let me repeat that, 347-637-2589. And again, for those of you who are listening online, on your desktop, on your smart devices, you know that you can go on your favorite social network and just let everyone know, hey, I'm listening to Successful Woman Radio on Blog Talk Network, and have them to go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. I want to go right now and move right into, are you babying your business? You know, this is a topic that I've talked about several times, and I'm a deep thinker, and oftentimes I always say that, you know, women, we truly are so different than our male counterparts, and often we don't even understand why we do what we do many times, and so it is in business. You know, sometimes we don't understand that we've been in business for 5 years or 6 years or 10 years, and why we haven't moved to a different spot, you know. I mean, hey, you just saw an article about someone else who does a similar business, and they've just taken it to the million-dollar level, or they're being featured on Forbes or Wall Street Journal, or you've just heard somebody on television who does the exact same thing you're doing, and you're asking yourself, okay, no, I can do just as well as this person. Why am I not getting there? Well, you know, perhaps you are babying your business, and it's time that you learn to let your business grow up, okay? As I said before, having a business for many women is like birthing a new baby. You know, you want to nurture it, hold it tight, make sure it doesn't fall. So you try to do everything yourself, and even when the baby, meaning the business, starts taking its first steps and wants to try new things like having a virtual assistant or letting someone else design your website, right? You might say, no, I can't let anyone else take care of you just yet. You're still too little. Maybe after we start making more money, then I'll let you start walking and talking and doing a few things on your own. Well, guess what, ladies? Listen, one of the most important things to remember when starting and growing a business is not to develop an unhealthy attachment to it. Like a baby, your business must have interaction with other children, such as networking with other business owners. It must be allowed to flourish and grow, such as with marketing and new services, new products, even if it fails or falls down sometimes. So what I want to share with you are a few ways to let your business grow up. You know, it's challenging, but listen, you can do it, and you'll be rewarded eventually with a happy adult child that keeps giving to you over and over. And what is that? Profit. Absolutely. So here's number one. Review why you started your business in the first place. Always go back to the start, okay? Take time to list the reasons why you started your business in the first place. Perhaps it was because you wanted to make a supplemental income, or maybe you identified a need in your neighborhood or with particular people. Whatever the reason, it certainly wasn't to start a business to fail, but to succeed, right? Therefore, your goal should be to ensure that your business has been built on a solid foundation by going back and taking a look at your business plan, reevaluating where you need to improve your business. Here's number two. Make sure you understand the stages of a small business. You know, just like a child, a small business has growth stages, and it is the responsibility of you, the businesswoman, to ensure that the business is growing up properly, okay? And I always like to share, here's number three, I always like to share the three important roles that must be played in your business. And this is something that I have been sharing, oh my gosh, for more than a decade. And of course, it comes from the book E-Myth, by small business expert Michael Gerber. And, you know, in his book, he explains that there are three basic stages of small business. They are, number one, laborer or the technician. This is the role that makes the product or the services that the customers will be receiving. Here's number two, the manager, okay, which is really very, very important for your company. The manager is the accountability role. The manager role ensures that all parts of the company are working and that the directives, the vision of the company are being carried out and implemented, okay? And then you have what I consider the most important role in a company, the entrepreneur visionary role. This role is so responsible for all future growth of your company, and that role normally should be carried out by you, the businesswoman, absolutely. And so these three roles together have to be played in every single company. And what happens is that when one of these roles is missing, oftentimes you're going to start seeing problems, okay? So really take a look at that. And, of course, I always recommend that you have the book, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber, just like the baby food, that you have this book in your business library. Here's number four, develop your life plan and your vision. You know, not having a vision or a life plan can truly cause you ladies to create goals that really don't support what you want at all. So many times women go off on a tangent and getting excited about a lot of different types of business ideas and opportunities without counting the cost on the life side. But your life vision and your business vision really do need to balance. They need to be in harmony with one another. They shouldn't compete or fight with one another. It's important to ensure that your business and other goals all support a vision and not take away from it. This gives you confidence also in knowing that you started the right business, okay? And last but not least, number five, okay, in ways to grow up in your business is learn to do what you do best and let others help you with the rest. Now, I know that you guys have heard this saying before, but hey, one of the hardest things to do is for a mother to let their child grow up. It really is. It's very, very difficult. If for those of you who have children, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who have nieces and nephews, you probably know what I'm talking about as well. I mean, you know, hey, when they were in kindergarten and then they are going to start elementary school and then they're starting middle school, and you just feel like everything is just moving by so fast. You can hardly catch your breath seeing this child grow up. Well, the same way is for the business. As businesswomen, we must let our businesses grow up, and that means that we can't do everything. If you really want to know how to be successful, then you have to let your business meet new people and reach new heights. That means that there are others who can help your business more than you can. Finding other people who do better things than you from the standpoint of business management is really the key to being successful. You want to step into your leadership authority. So that means this includes accountants, bookkeepers, web designers, virtual assistants, and other employees that can help you to take your business to the next level. So there you have it. You have 5 tips from me that can help you to grow your business, to let your business grow up. So again, my question to you today, ladies, is are you babying your business or are you letting your business grow up? I hope this information certainly has helped you and that you are going to want to be a savvy businesswoman who is in her full leadership authority, who knows that her responsibility is to lead and to implement and to follow through and to let others do what they do best so you can take care of the most important things, right? Absolutely. Well, coming up, we've got a very, very special guest on the show. I'm so excited. And we have Ms. Angel Nowlin. She is with the Nowlin Agency. And I first met Angel from being on her radio show, Business Leaders of Today, on Radio X. And I was so excited about being on her show. And I got there, I met her for the first time, and just fell in love with her enthusiasm, her excitement, her exuberance. It was just wonderful. And we just wanted to keep talking on her show. And so, of course, I found her to be a very knowledgeable businesswoman. She owns her own insurance agency, the Nowlin Group. And I wanted her to come on our show to talk to you today, not only about business insurance, but also about, you know, her experience in being an entrepreneur as well. So first of all, let me just do a mic check. Angel, are you with us? Are you there? Okay, I know I see your number on the show, so hopefully she'll be tuning in a minute. Again, coming up soon, we'll have Angel Nowlin. She's going to be on the show with us today, and I'm so excited that she is on the show. Again, I want to do a quick mic check. Angel, I want to make sure that you're here. You can just shout out loudly that you're here and with us. Okay, so she's going to be with us in just a minute. I just received a note from her. And as soon as she comes in on the show, I'll bring her on, and we'll be talking about all things business insurance, and also she'll be sharing with you some entrepreneurial tips that she knows from being an entrepreneur for many years as well. Right now, what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about the science of getting rich. You know, I promised that I would be reading excerpts from this book all this month and next month. And it's one of my favorite books. It's a small book. It's only probably, I would say, a little bit less than 100 pages. It's a quick read, and at the same time, it's a book that you really need to read over about 2 or 3 times before you get its full grasp. As a matter of fact, I remember when I first read the book, I think I shared it with everybody, I felt kind of insulted, you know, because at first I felt like, you know, okay, is he for real? Is he really, for example, telling us not to give to the poor, not to do certain things? And then I had to back up and say, let me go back and read this book again. There was something just within my spirit that was saying, you don't understand everything that this book is talking about. So go back and read this book. And as I began to read, I broke each chapter down and started writing my own notes and started looking up a few things. My aha moment started popping up all over the place. And, of course, you know, this is when I began to realize that this is such a powerful, powerful book. So again, I want to encourage all of you who have not purchased your copy of The Science of Getting Rich, what are you waiting for? Get this book and add it to your business library because it's so very, very important, okay? And what you're going to notice in this book is that it has so many golden nuggets. And that's the one thing that I learned. I also learned, though, that this man was just a genius, okay? You're talking about someone who wrote a book, and I said that it was written in the early 1900s, but I want to correct myself on that. This book was written in the late 1800s, okay? Like in, and actually the mid-1800s, like, you know, 1860, okay? So what we're talking about here is that this was written over, you know, 100 years ago, and at the same time, what this book is talking about is still true to this very day. So what I want to do, I'm going to be reading an excerpt from this book in just a little bit, but I want to go ahead and, again, double-check and bring Angel Nowlin back on the call and see if she has tuned in with us. Angel, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clear. I'm going to go ahead and read everyone Angel's bio, and then we're going to get excited to hear her words of wisdom as she shares with us information about the insurance industry and also about her being an entrepreneur as well. With over 10 years of experience as an entrepreneur, Angel Nowlin is the proud CEO of the Nowlin Group Agency, specializing in business insurance, asset protection, and wealth building for business leaders of today. Her BA in business management and Series 6 and 63 licenses motivate her to lend her expertise in business insurance, asset protection, and again, wealth building. She also holds extensive licenses in the insurance field, including but not limited to property and life. Focus. Motivated, loyal, honest, just a few of these characteristics possessed by Nowlin makes her a successful entrepreneur. And after years of experience as an entrepreneur, she decided to take her knowledge and her power to enhance other business owners by spotlighting them and their attributes on Business Leaders of Today, her own radio show. And again, I told you that's how we met all together. And I want to give a big shout out to James Blood, worth of just interviewing me and talking with me and meeting me and sharing with me who Angel was and all about the show. So, again, I'm just thankful that he connected both of us. Angel, how are you doing today?
I am absolutely wonderful this almost rainy Monday morning.
Okay, there you go. It's been raining all weekend long, but you know what? I'm so thankful I'm here. I made good use of this weekend. How about yourself?
Absolutely. It was a very productive weekend, actually.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I'm so excited that you are on the show. And first of all, I want to thank you for having me on your radio show. We had a blast, didn't we?
We had an absolute blast.
It was
so a great
fun.
Time.
I really enjoyed it. You're such a bubbly personality. You know, I want to get right down to talking about insurance because this is something that really is a very important and serious topic for any woman who is in business for herself. You know, I'm always, Angel, encouraging other women who are starting their businesses. I always talk to them, you know, consultants and coaches about errors and omission insurance and liability insurance and how important that is. Hairstylists, you know, I'm always talking to them about how important it is to really have insurance and anyone in a commercial location, and yet a lot of business women don't do what they need to do to protect themselves. So let's just get started and talk about, hey, what is the biggest myth in the insurance industry?
I would say the biggest myth when it comes to insurance is people assume all insurance is the same for everybody, that it's kind of cookie cutter. Everyone gets the same rate, everyone gets the same coverage, and that is just not true at all.
Wow. And
I would say
that
is the biggest myth, absolutely.
Why do you think people feel that way?
if I'm being honest, it's probably more the industry's fault than anything, because a lot of agents do not sit down and take a time out to explain coverages, what is excluded, that fine print in your policy. They don't explain how people are ranked. You know, people will call me and ask me for a quote for business insurance, and they don't want to answer how much payroll they have, how many employees they have, who they have insurance with now, because all of that is, your rate is literally based on all of those factors.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people realize that.
Okay, okay. Now, I know when we talked, you told me that you specialize in business insurance, and that really that really made me pay attention because, of course, I'm a business consultant. I know a lot of people who need, not only need it, but I found it interesting that you chose to specialize in it. Could you share why you chose to specialize in business insurance?
You know, even though, do not get me wrong, I still do the basic property, casualty, home, life, car, motorcycle. But what I have found, some of the biggest gaps of coverage is really amongst business people. And it's not only if your business insurance is not right, it actually affects your home and car and everything else, all your other assets. So being a business owner myself, I think I realized, you know, this is probably the best place to start with people. Because more people are much more concerned about their business insurance than their home and car, because they think kind of that's all the same. And I think that most people just don't have the proper protection. And for someone that has seen the good, the bad, and the ugly from the insurance side of things, it just seemed like the right choice for my agency.
And I do understand that. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and we have our featured guest, Angel Nowlin, who is talking with us about business insurance and the importance of really understanding that one type of business insurance doesn't fit for every single person. So, Angel, you know, what should a person do when they first start a business? What should they be doing as it pertains to insurance? Should they just go ahead right away and make an appointment with you or schedule a consult to talk about what's for them?
Absolutely. One of the first things they should do is see what kind of insurance they need to have to even open their doors. Because whether you're renting a space, you know, building your own building, even running your business out of your home, there are certain kind of insurance you have to have to even do business with other people. And a lot of people don't realize that until they start chasing these accounts, and then they start asking for certain things once they kind of get in the loop, like, oh, there's a possibility I may win the bid on this contract or this account. And then that's when they find out the hard way they need a certain kind of insurance that they don't have, and then they're scrambling to get it, to get approved for some deal they have coming up. So regardless of the kind of business they're going to start, first thing they need to do is sit down and see, after they know what kind of business, what kind of exposure do I have, and what do I need to cover in case something happens?
You know, more than 65% of women who are in business do work from home, Angel, and I'm sure a lot of them are probably thinking, hey, my homeowner's insurance, if I have a client to come to my home, my homeowner's insurance will cover all any accident, or if they fall, or if anything occurs. But that's not true, is it?
That is not true at all. The unfortunately, for a lot of people, they don't even realize in the fine print of their home insurance policy, it specifically excludes business. If they find out you're running a business out of your home, you actually need two different types of insurance. They can not only deny a claim of someone that falls, but they can deny a claim if your office has a fire in your home and it sets the rest of the house on fire. The homeowner's insurance can deny the claim because they can say, look, we never knew you had that office, because the insurance rating is based on the exposure and the risk. So, yeah, there's a lot more exposure in your home than it is in an office space.
Oh, wow. Hey, ladies, listen, Angel's just keeping it real with you, letting you know that, you know, as businesswomen, we have to be serious and very real about being in business, you know, and if you don't think that certain things can come back and snap you in the behind, I know for a fact that they can. IRS isn't the only thing that can cause your business to shut down instantly. And, you know, this is a very serious topic and something that you need to really, really consider, which is making sure that you have talked with an insurance agent about getting business insurance. And we are lucky today that we've got someone with more than 10 years of experience in the insurance industry, Ms. Angel Nolan, and she's going to share with us more information about, you know, the importance of business insurance and why we need to have it. Angel, you had mentioned that there are top three things that people should really know about insurance when purchasing any type of insurance. Could you just share that with us?
Absolutely. I would say one of the first things you need to know about when you are looking for insurance, the top three things that people don't know. Number one is know what your real exposure and risk is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize when you own a business or have a business that your risk is not just what may happen at your business. You have
mm-hmm.
a risk if you send an employee to the store in their car to buy something for your office and they can get to a wreck. Guess who's liable? And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
don't think that deep into it. But number one would be know your exposure and risk. Number two
okay.
would be know what's covered, but most importantly, know what's not covered in your policy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's always those exclusions. So when you're talking to your insurance professional, ask them questions very plainly. If this happens, is it covered? If it is, how much is it covered? You can speak to them in plain English. You do not need to know the industry terms in order to get certain things covered, because liability is pretty a broad topic. But that would be number two, know what is covered and know what is not covered. And
mm-hmm.
most importantly would be, I guess the third thing would be risk tolerance. I think there
mm-hmm.
people don't realize how much exposure they have, and they need to say, okay, this is what I own. You own a house. You may have your own car. You got a couple of kids. You have a 401k at your job. This may be a side business. If something happens, all of your possessions are at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do not realize that. So you need to know exactly kind of what could you possibly lose, as well as not just what can you gain. And I guess the third fact is the only thing worse than expensive insurance is cheap insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing worse than cheap insurance is no insurance.
Okay.
And insurance is based on what the insurance company thinks that risk is going to cost them. Like, give you an example, life insurance. Life insurance will never be cheaper than it is when you're 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait till you're 50 and you are borderline diabetic, the rate is going to be much higher. And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people don't realize there is such a thing as being uninsurable. And
wow.
I don't think people realize that. That's whether it's your life, even sometimes your business insurance. If you can find what they call an excess and surplus company to take you, because I do business
mm-hmm.
with them too, it is the rate is 3 or 5 times the amount. Versus if you just have your ducks in a row and are covered. And just because you have a small business, your risk could be so high that the insurance companies won't take you, because if they come to you and say, okay, what's your payroll? Well, you don't have a payroll company. Well,
mm-hmm.
now they don't know what their exposure is. How many employees do you have? And you really don't keep track. Let's say they're all subcontractors. You don't really know if they have their own insurance. All those things make you a bigger liability to the insurance companies. So I would say, just to recap, the biggest thing is know your exposure and risk. Number
mm-hmm.
two, know what's covered and not covered. And number three, understand that insurance is based on, the insurance companies rate you based on their exposure and their risk to whatever your practices are in your business.
Got you. And ladies, I know by now you're probably saying, wow, it involves a lot more than what I thought, and so I definitely need to talk with someone about business insurance. I at least need to know the type of insurance I need to have and, you know, how much it's going to cost me. And, of course, that's going to require you to talk with someone who is knowledgeable about business insurance, not just any insurance agent that can look up how much a business insurance, but you want someone that keeps up in the know on the the business industry, who makes it her passion to really keep in the know about the different types of business insurance, because it requires wisdom for someone to truly recommend the right type. And so I'm talking to someone who can do just that, Angel Nolan of the Nolan Agency. And Angel, I want you to give the ladies who are listening to the show today, I want you to give them a number to your agency so they can connect with you. And ladies, I encourage you to make sure that you call her agency so that you can get your consultation and figure out what it is that you need for your business. Go ahead, Angel.
Okay. The number here at the office is 678-853-1100. My cell number is 404-697-6642. You know what, let me just give those two numbers again because I prefer to talk to people than email. So my office number is 678-853-1100. My cell is 404-697-6642. And don't be afraid that I'm going to try to sell you a lot of insurance you may or may not want. I have one rule in my business. You got to have insurance, whether you have with me or somebody else. If you have any questions, I have no problem asking them, because the more business people that have their ducks in a row, the better the industry is, the better the rates are for everybody. So I want everybody to have the right coverage, whether they have it with me or with someone else.
Absolutely, and I thank you for saying that, you know, because that just shows altogether that you care more about making sure that people get the right kind of information, and that's what's so very, very important. I want to repeat those numbers for those of you who have pen in hand. You can reach Angel at 678-853-1100 or her cell, 404-697-6642. And, Angel, you want to go ahead and give them your website address, too, so they can have that for connection as well?
Absolutely. The easiest way, my short name is Nowlin, N-O-W-L-I-N, agency.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. So now we've talked about insurance some and made the ladies aware of the importance of business insurance. And, you know, I want to delve a little bit now into just you being an entrepreneur. Angel, how did you even get interested in being an entrepreneur? What sparked this vision of becoming a businesswoman?
You know, it's funny you ask that because it's a long story, but I give you the short version. You know how when little girls play house and with dolls and all those things? I used to play office.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 4 or 5 years old, that's just who I was. Elementary school, I carried a briefcase in school instead of a backpack. I used to wear suits every day because I was, I'm telling you, I was nuts, right? So, and what happened was I realized in corporate America, you can only go so far because and there's nothing wrong with it. There are times I miss it. But this kind of a box way of thinking, and they don't they don't really like for you to get kind of outside of that box. And, you know, I realized after a while that I play well with others. I don't necessarily work well with others unless I'm in charge. So I decided to kind of, after a few years in corporate America, I did really well, to kind of step out there and see if I really knew what I thought I knew to be true, mostly about myself. And then I started my first business. Well, technically, I always had a side business, but I started my first full-fledged business probably in 2000.
Wow.
And then I got the insurance business in 2004.
Okay. So, and you know, I said that sounds familiar because I know I talk often to a lot of women who have a passion about business, but they're entrepreneurs at heart, and a lot of us say the same thing. Hey, when I was a little girl, I remember playing business or playing office, and, you know, it's so interesting because our experience is parallel because I, too, I played business all the time, and I had imaginary employees, and I was pushing paper forever. I had paper all in my room, you know, always had to have a pen and paper and talking to my imaginary employees. So I totally understand where you're coming from. And, you know, a lot of times when coaches are talking to, you know, groups of women about looking at who they are and what they want to be, they often ask them to go back to their childhood because usually you can find the true you when you were a child. That's when you were in your purest form, when there were a lot of things that didn't cloud your judgment or cloud your way. You knew what you really liked. And so could you share a little bit about how, you know, how your childhood or your teen years impact who you are today?
Well, my mom was always in school when I was little. She always had a side business. She sold Mary Kay for years. And when I was in high school, she had her own resume business. And I just remember the people that I knew and probably had the most encounter with and was drawn to were usually people that had their own business. I was always intrigued what it took to eat what you kill. You know what I mean? It takes a lot, and I think that was the thing that always drew me to it. So I remember my parents first got divorced. My first side business, we'll say, I was in junior high school, and I wanted to go to this dance where my mom was like, look, I can't buy you a new outfit, so I don't know what to tell you. But I wanted a new outfit. She used to sell Mary Kay, so she had all this old Mary Kay. And I created all these little bags of Mary Kay and took it to school and started selling it to my teachers, my friends' moms, and that's how I made the money to buy the outfit.
Isn't that something? Wow. So
that's how I got the money.
You had a lot of ingenuity, and you were having your aha moments early. You knew, hey, I need to exchange something that people might want and get money in exchange for that, which is great. And so did that light bulb that went off that showed you how to do that. So you kept, were you able at that point to always come up with different ideas to bring in income for yourself?
Always. In college, I did hair on the side. I did all kind of things. I helped people do resumes or get jobs. I did all kind of things. It was always,
wow.
I always had a side hustle, always. As long as I can remember, I was always doing something,
wow.
You know, always. Look, I used to
Absolutely.
Sell lunches. At my first job, because I'm a good cook, because I would cook, and people are like, oh, Angel, food's so good. But literally selling lunches to people in the office, usually single guys that couldn't cook. I bring in five or six extra lunches, sell them for a few bucks, make a little money, everybody's happy. So, yeah, it's always kind of been, you know, I think when you're the kind of spirit that can create a way when there is no way, like I said, when you can eat what you kill, you never starve. You just never do. It doesn't matter what it is.
See, and you truly know the essence of being an entrepreneur because, you know, oftentimes people think that entrepreneurs are like starving artists, you know. And it's true. There are a lot of entrepreneurs who stay so focused on the business that they will allow themselves to kind of fall down. But a lot of us know how to keep money coming in and bringing money in other ways while we are trying to grow our business as well. What do you feel some of the challenges have been in business to you? What have been some of your challenges?
Probably my most personal challenges is accepting the things I cannot control. That's always tough because you think, you know, you come up with this great plan and everything should fall into place. And even when you think you are prepared for the things that may or may not work or happen, there are so many things out of your control. And you can never be too prepared. I tell people all the time, life is all about how you handle plan B. A good friend of mine gave it to me in a card because you got to have a plan C, D, and E when you're in business for yourself. You know,
Absolutely.
You could be the best insurance agent to yourself. You could be, let's say you're a great store. You have the best stuff ever. And then Walmart opens up across the street. Now what? How are you going to keep that clientele and compete with a big chain? And I think the hardest part is trying to stay not even ahead of the curveball, but even anticipating what it's going to be and then being prepared for it when it happens.
Yes, absolutely. Would you agree that out of all the ways to market your business, relationship and referral business is still probably up there in the top three?
Absolutely. I think your business is a reflection of you, just like your house is. Just like your children are, everything's a reflection of you. So, yeah, I think the relationships, and understand that you can't be in a relationship with everybody, and that's okay. You know, I think sometimes we put too much energy into building a relationship that is not going to be productive for either party. So I would say relationship building and, you know, keeping things, putting first things first, I think that all those things make all the difference in the world. Because, you know, you can advertise all you want, but everyone's going to lose customers. Everyone's going to have people that are unhappy. The question is, mm-hmm. have you established enough relationships and new relationships to keep it going? So, you know, people move, yeah. things happen. And mm-hmm. if you're doing today,
you're absolutely
if you're doing
right.
5 years ago, you're not going to be in business very long.
Absolutely. What is success to you? What do you define success as?
The best way I would define success for me is being able to sleep at night. Because I know I've done all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've left it all there, and it's there, and I've done it all. You know what I mean? When you,
mm-hmm.
I think for me, as long as I can go home and sleep at night comfortably mm-hmm. and not have this checklist going off in my head, what I didn't do, what I shouldn't have done, oh, I forgot mm-hmm. to do this. So success to me is having, one, people around you that help you do those things and make your life easier.
Mm-hmm.
And two,
mm-hmm.
being able to rest at night knowing you, not only have you done them, you did them to the best of your ability, and then you can move on
mm-hmm.
to the next day. Because I think it creates a lot of anxiety, unfortunately, when you're in business and you don't really need a lot of that.
Absolutely. Wonderful. I am so glad that you have shared that with the women that are listening. And ladies, I hope that you've been taking some good notes and you've been getting some of these wisdom nuggets, because I certainly have. And, one thing that, of course, stands out to me that we've been discussing on the second half of the interview is that life is all about how you handle Plan B. My goodness, is that a powerful statement? That is so absolutely true. And so, you know, that if you got nothing else, that golden nugget is so very, very important. And again, for those of you that may have tuned in a little bit late, we're talking to Angel Nowlin, and she is an entrepreneur. She hosts her own radio show. And speaking of that, Angel, can you just quickly share information about your radio show, Business Leaders of Today?
Absolutely. It is on Business Radio X. It's every Friday from 11:30 to 12:30. And basically what we do is, you know, I'm in business insurance. I'm all about business people, especially business women. And we highlight the best and the brightest entrepreneurs here in the Atlanta area and just give them a platform to talk about their business, learn about other people's business, and most importantly, create more relationships with people you might could even do business with.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a
mm-hmm.
lot of guests end up doing a lot of business mm-hmm. together. As a matter of fact, you know, we have a something coming up July 30th for all our past and future guests as well as other business entrepreneurs out there just trying to build a place just like you're doing, just spreading the love, as my grandmama would say,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and if you spread it, it'll come back to you tenfold. So that's what we're just trying to do, the same thing.
Wonderful. Now, how can individuals listen to the show every Friday? How can they listen in?
Just go on to businessleadersoftoday.com, and there's
okay.
a feature in the right-hand corner. If you click down to the Gwinnett radio station, I think, or you may only have to click on. And you can listen any Friday. And most importantly, we keep all the shows on website, so you can go back and listen anytime. You don't have to listen live.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Angel, I'm so excited that, you know, you were able to come on the show today. And I hope that you will accept my invitation to come back on the show again a few times to just share your expertise and your wisdom about being an entrepreneur. Will you do that for me?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the invitation. It has been wonderful as always, Trina. You are always an inspiration.
Thank you so much for being on the show. You take care.
All right. You have a great day.
And again, everyone, we just finished an interview with Angel Nowlin of the Nowlin Agency, and we first talked about business insurance, which is so very, very important, and then Angel also shared with us her experience being an entrepreneur. If you'd like to talk with her more about being, getting business insurance or really just figuring out what type of insurance you need, please give her a call at 678-853-1100 or her cell 404-697-6642. And, you know, if maybe you want to connect with her, maybe you want to be on her show, Business Leaders of Today, you know, maybe you want to learn more about her radio show or about her agency, you know, connect with her. That's what it's all about. It is 12:53. Don't hang up that phone. We've got a lot more to share with you. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to No Other Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Hey, I want to quickly just go ahead and delve right into The Science of Getting Rich. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but what I want to do is I want to just pull out some excerpts, some things that you guys really need to know. Now, we're on chapter number 6, How Riches Come to You, okay? And, you know, this chapter is, he's just keeping it real in this chapter, but here's some things that he says that really, really pop out to me. He says, when you rise from the competitive to the creative plane, you can scan your business transactions very strictly. If you see that you are selling a person anything which does not add more to his life than the thing he gives you in exchange, you can afford to stop it. You do not have to beat anybody in business. And if you are in a business which does beat people, get out of it at once. Give every person more in use value than you can take from him in cash value. Then you're adding to the life of the world with every business transaction, which I think is so very, very important. So in other words, what he is saying is that, you know what, stop looking at being so competitive. Start being creative, right? And when you offer a product or a service to an individual, make sure that they really are getting more than what they have paid for, and then you will have blessed that person's life. He also goes on to say that the original substance wants to live as much as possible in you. It wants you to have all that you can or will use for the living of the most abundant life. Your faith becomes invincible if you fix upon your consciousness the fact that the desire you feel for the possession of riches is one with the desire of the supreme power for more complex, complete expression. For those of you who have been listening to me read the excerpts from the book, you may learn, you know, just from a few chapters ago, where he talked about that you have to get rid of the idea that there is a deity whose will it is that you should be poor or whose purpose may be served by keeping you in poverty. Quite the contrary. He goes on to say that, you know, God wants you to be able to express all of your talent and all of your potential. It gives testimony as to who he is, your creator. So keep that in mind. Going back to chapter 6, another excerpt that he says that I want you to listen to, he says that all that is possible is seeking expression through human beings. God wants those who can play music to have the instruments they need, to have the means to cultivate their talents to the fullest. He wants those who can appreciate beauty to be able to surround themselves with beautiful things. He wants those who can discern truth to have every opportunity to travel and to observe. He wants those who can appreciate dress to be beautifully clothed, and those who can appreciate good food to be luxuriously fed. He wants all these things because he enjoys and appreciates them. It is God who wants to play and sing and enjoy beauty and proclaim truth and wear fine clothes and good eats and do all those things through you. It is God that worketh in you to will and to do, okay? The desire you feel for riches, he says, is the infinite, seeking to express himself in you as he sought to find expression in all. So, again, you know, I think this is a really good book that really helps you to set your mind straight about being wealthy and really what wealth is all about. So, again, if it's not in your business library, make sure you add The Science of Getting Rich. You know, and stay tuned for next Monday as we'll be reading from Chapter 7, Gratitude. And he'll be talking about why gratitude is so very, very important. I want to go right now and just share with you some hot things that are going on over at Women About Biz. First of all, for all of you who are in and around the Metro Atlanta area, tomorrow, July 22nd from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott in Tucker, that's 285 in La Vista Road, we'll be holding the Women's Red Carpet Networking Event, and I'm very, very excited about that. If you're looking for a positive and an uplifting environment, look no more. Just come on and register for the event. We've got a lot going on tomorrow at the red carpet. We are going to be playing some power networking games. We're going to be doing, you know, learning a whole new way of connecting, and it's kind of like cocktail party, evening social meets business networking. So we're really, really excited about that. If you want to learn more about that, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, hold your mouse over events and click on chapter networking events, and you'll see the information right there. Also, I want to thank everybody who attended the Building Your List Online teleclass. It was a packed teleclass, and I think there were probably some individuals who didn't get a chance to attend. Well, don't worry. We've got something very, very special for you, okay? I am excited. I've just wrote a wonderful PDF report called List Building 101. Whether you have an online business or you're looking for ways to truly understand the techniques of attracting more subscribers to your mailing list, this report is going to help you, okay? It's only $9.99, and it's chock full of wonderful information, and I wrote it in a way to where step by step you can really understand how you need to build your list. It covers discovering your target market, creating a clear message, and so on. So if you want to learn more, simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and right there on the front page, just scroll down a little in the middle section, and you'll see information about getting your copy of List Building 101. Well, it's been a packed show today, ladies. We've had a great time, and I want you to make sure that you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon, and as always, thank you for your blessings of sharing the show with other women who need their dose of inspiration and motivation. Tune in every Monday, 12 noon. Take care and have an abundance and a productive week. Bye-bye.